Right with me right now, we have Elliot Smith, Sports Talk host. Hey, Elliot.
Hello, Heather.
So, Jordie Barrett has re-signed, but he's going off to play in Ireland. Is he on a wee sabbatical?
A wee sabbatical, yeah. This comes with the territory now, doesn't it? If you're a high-profile All Black, you re-sign for long periods of time, and you basically get a sabbatical option. The interesting thing about Jordie, as you say, he's going to Ireland. He's going to play for Leinster, who are the European front-runners at the moment. They top the United Rugby Championship. So, he's going to somewhere that's not going to be a holiday for him. It's not going to be a walk in the park. He's going right into the cauldron of playing in the top European team. Rather than going to Japan, there were offers on the table from Japan. He could have gone there. It would have been less taxing on the body. But he's seeing it almost as a personal development sort of thing, going over there, learning about different referees, coaching players.
Do they pay as well as the Japanese?
They wouldn't pay as well as the Japanese. I mean, he's not going to be going over there and getting, you know, minimum wage. But he's doing over there. And
oh, well, I'm pleased. I was really worried about that, Elliot.
Exactly. The good news is they do play all right in there. And look, I think it's a good growth experience for him. You know, we've talked so long about the All Blacks not playing South African teams anymore in Super Rugby, not being exposed to that kind of game. He's gone, actually, I want to go up there and get exposed. All part of it for the 2027 World Cup, learning on the job. I think it's a really good move for him.
Interesting. I mean, gone are the days where we have a problem with these sabbaticals now.
I think we have to, yeah, just accept it as part of it. I mean, the frustrating thing for the Hurricanes is that they don't have Adi Savea this year.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have Jordie Barrett next year. So mm-hmm. that's two seasons in a row where they don't have basically their two superstars. I mean, they're top of the table at the moment.
But yeah.
They could be without two superstars for two seasons in a row. That's where it falls apart a little bit for Super Rugby, not having those key players. But if you want to retain them, hey, he could have gone to Leinster on a four-year deal and he'd be gone.
Yeah, true that. So do we want to see the end of the golden point?
I do.
Why? You do?
Yes, get rid of it.
Why?
For years and years and years, 80 minutes has been enough to decide a game. One point each for a draw. What's wrong with that? You went along on Saturday afternoon.
Because I paid for 80 minutes and then I got...
You got an extra 10 minutes.
Oh, 90.
And it was a draw at the end of that. And how did you feel after that?
It might not have been.
No, but it might have been a game won in the 78th minute. So what's the difference? Why do you need 10 extra minutes to decide a game when 80 has been perfectly
good? Because draws suck. Draws suck.
But
and if you're going to have a draw at the end of Golden Point, then it genuinely is a draw.
But it's genuinely a draw after 80 minutes.
What's your problem with having another 10 minutes of a game?
Because it's artificial. It's not real.
You're being a purist, are you?
I am being a purist. I think get rid of it. And so is Phil Gould,
argument.
Rugby League Identity,
yeah.
Saying bin it. Did it heighten your enjoyment that there was an extra 10 minutes of the game might have been decided there?
Yes, because do you know why? Because I watched all these people walk out of the stand and because, like
they did
me...
the Mount Smart Shuffle, yeah.
Yeah, like me, I thought, oh, this is hopeless. Well, that really sucks. So they left. And then I got to sit there going, stay to the end, people.
But,
no, I loved it. I loved it. As a fan... who is not a purist of the sport at all, because mm-hmm. I'm such a bandwagoner, I thought it was wonderful and it added to the experience beyond what I get from Super Rugby or Rugby Union. I actually thought it made for a better product.
You thought
because all of a sudden I got this bonus thing to watch as well.
And there was a winner at the end of it. How would you have felt if the Warriors had lost in Golden Point?
Fair enough, because they were going to lose before anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Has that changed your perspective?
No.
Okay, still not.
Okay, Alexander's going to join us tonight on Sports Talk to discuss
that. Debate. All right. Hey, Elliot, thank you. Appreciate it. You're a legend. Elliot Smith, Sports Talk host. He'll be back 7 o'clock this evening.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.